Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Verizon Center in Washington, D.C. Our conversation with the head coach is brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app for the 82nd time. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. I don't need to read this, but I'm doing it anyway. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. You seem Sunday night pretty determined when we talked before the game to play it, you know, like a regular game. I think what we learned, I know what I learned is, we now know why the league plays every game at 8 o'clock on the last night of the season, that having those staggered starts sort of plays into the way people watch them anyway. As the game was going on and guys started dropping, did your mindset start to change a little bit? Like, how should I manage the second half of this game?
It did. I was sitting there actually talking to Jay and Micah about it and saying, man, should I just pull those guys out? And then, you know, they went on a little bit of a run there late, and I thought it would be really good to see if we could come back and win that thing. I thought it would be a really positive thing. And I actually thought our play in the fourth quarter was really positive anyways. I mean, I think obviously we missed a couple of wide open shots there late that may have changed the outcome. We had a couple of defensive miscues late that may have changed the outcome. But I thought our competitiveness, our spirit to get back in it, to give ourselves a chance without Al, who we didn't put back in, I thought was really good.
Was one of the reasons you felt that game was important, and Kyrie comes back in, some of the things you've been talking about today about this game, and that sort of momentum, knowing a lot of those guys weren't going to play tonight, yeah. Momentum of last year's game 82 going into the playoffs.
That, and, you know, I knew that Orlando was going to play with their hair on fire, and I thought that that was very evident. And that's a really good thing to have to compete against and to have to raise your level to. That was a playoff-level performance by Orlando, very similar to the Indiana game the week before when we were at home. And so, listen, it's going to be really hard, and it's just a reminder, even when you lose that game, how hard it is to win. And I think that that's an okay thing.
I like these games. I think these games are fascinating. If you're a storyteller in any way, shape, or form, we just finished 3 weeks of the NCAA tournament in which you realize a lot of the kids you're watching are playing on the biggest stage on which they will ever step. And there are guys who are playing in this game tonight that this will be a night they tell their grandkids about.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the things that just kind of takes you back about the NCAA tournament is a lot of those kids won't get a chance to play tonight in this type of game. And I think that just is a reminder of how good the players are that don't get a chance to play every night here. And I think that just like our other guys that work every single day, that do everything you ask, that try to put, you know, their best foot forward all year, so are the guys that aren't playing. And I think those guys deserve nights like this. And so it's good to be able to do this during a regular season game. You often see these in preseason games. But, you know, it made a lot of sense for us to have a lot of guys out and play these other guys and really give them a chance to feel good about themselves and also, you know, send a little bit of a message to the coaching staff that, hey, I'm ready when called upon.
Do you feel a little bit of a extra responsibility is the wrong word, but something important about coaching these guys in this game?
I've always felt that way. I've always felt like the way that you coach, you know, the bottom of your bench is important, the way that they feel about how invested they are and everything and how much that they think that you value them is important. And so nights like tonight, you know, I think that for us, we have to be really good because we owe them that, and I think they'll play really well. It will be tough, obviously. We don't have as much scoring as we usually do, but we've got a lot of guys that I think can take advantage of matchups and those type of things. We've got a lot of smart players, and so we need to take advantage of that.
Where does Maine, where does the G League fit into a night like this now that everything is in theory and lockstep? In fact, in addition to R.J. Hunter, in addition to P.J. Dozier, Robert Williams spent time there, Brandon Bailey, the coach of the team, is here. How much does what they have done this year either help or play into a night like this?
I would say that the whole year plays into it. So I think they run the same stuff we do. We try to be very consistent with that. They'll add things as the year goes on, and those guys will look at me sideways when I start doing offensive review when they come back to practice because we'll have added 20 things that they just will have said, I don't know if we need to add this yet, especially with how much in flux those rosters are up there. So you do catch up very quickly. I asked RJ, does he know everything we're doing? So if he called it, will he know it? He gave me the unsure yes, and we'll see what happens.
I better say yes to the coach here.
That's exactly right.
Then go
ahead. That's exactly
right. Yeah,
I got it.
And calling out Coach Larry Nager. So, hey, somebody send me download this quickly. This is the time of year we talk about the players and the teams that are going to be in the playoffs and the year-end awards, and that leaves out a certain percentage of the NBA population. There are guys who have had outstanding years. I don't think people appreciate or realize that not only has Bradley Beal played every game, he's played 6 or 7% more minutes than anybody else in the league. I think he's third in total points. And to do this with the issues that the team has dealt with around him, second year in a row, by the way, he's done it. No one's going to be talking about Bradley Beal starting tomorrow, but this is a good night to talk about the year he's had.
He's had a great year. He deserves all the recognition he gets. I think it's one of those cases where, you know, we often associate individual awards with winning, and I think that you have to look a little bit past that with him because he's had a lot of tough things happen to their team all the way through the year. They obviously would have won at a higher rate had they stayed healthy, and he is he's had a monster year, and he's been a heck of a player.
It is a regular season that has been difficult. There have been trials. There have been ups and downs. I'm not sure you could have a more poetic thing to look at about overcoming that than what your friend Tony Bennett did last night with that team. 1 year removed, obviously a different situation in a lot of ways, but maybe proof positive that if a group of people stay together and you're almost better having survived a crucible than never having to go through it in the first place.
That's exactly what I've told our team. In fact, on Monday I read his quote last year that he said after the UMBC game and asked them who said it. And because here they are at the top of the mountain, right? But, you know, last year they weren't. And last year it was really hard. And last year they dealt with some really tough stuff. But those kids used it as like, we're not running from this. This is part of who we are. And this is what we've learned. And this is what we're going to do about it. And they deserve a lot of credit for that. That was a super fun tournament to watch. And all their games, to come out of the last three games as winners in any of them is amazing when you think about it, let alone all three. But that just shows they had great resilience. They had great motivation. And it was fun to watch.
That's the head coach. Did we finish strong? Do you feel like this was a strong game 82 that we are prepared for this weekend?
Yeah. We have more days ahead.
Well, that's the point. We didn't let down in game 82. We didn't take the day off. We delivered as we always do at this time of night.
Yeah, I don't really look at it as delivering. I kind of look at it as getting through something, but you can look at it however you want.
I think we all look at it in our own way. Celtics and Wizards, game 82 next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.